Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Charles is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Silent Night is with us. Welcome, Silent Night. Well, do we have Silent Night?
Try this. This works better.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, there you go. That's great. You know, Silent Night, it was great seeing you at the meetup last night. It was a really, really fun meetup. You know, we talked about air conditioning, and John Dollarhite and Judy Dollarhite was there, and Linus Ertley was back from Texas, where he had been. He's an insurance adjuster, and he was adjusting from the violent hail damage. He said that there was hail, you know, between the size of marbles and baseballs. You know, huge hail, and he was talking about the damage that did to the roofs, and what kind of roofs seemed to survive better than others. And Mike Hicks was there. He was going to bring his car, and we were going to recharge his automobile air conditioning system. And it was so hot that Mike Hicks took his wife's car, which has air conditioning. so we didn't get a chance to load air conditioning refrigerant into his car, but we did. Tim brought his car, Tim Latimer, and Tim helped me teach that class. That was great. That was great. So, and Craig Douglas was there. And you got a chance to spend some time with Craig, and you and Craig Douglas have some ground in common, right? Both of you travel without permits. Both of you get to spend some time with the other team, right?
Yeah, that's right.
so this class, this hour, let's talk about traveling without a permit. Now, my understanding is, Silent Night, that you have been interviewed at least 7 times for traveling without a permit. And then sometimes you get to spend some time, you know, in jail as a result of traveling without a permit. So who is Silent Night? Well, he's the author of The Underground Railroad, Returns to Disappear. Now, if you want to get a copy of this book, just contact us. This is not available on Amazon. It is not available on eBay. It's just not available. There's no ISBN number. And this is an underground book. We have them. They're $15 shipped postpaid. And it's about 160 pages, 150-something pages. I have a copy right here. We have autographed copies if you're interested. So if you need to rescue people and protect them from the system and bring them underground, this is the book. This is how to do it. So Silent Night, you were traveling, and what's your latest adventure?
I was using somebody else's pickup truck. And I was coming home after dark, and there was nobody behind me, you know, nobody on the road. And all of a sudden, headlights come on and pretty blue flashing lights come on. So there was a school up close, so I turned my blink around and turned into the parking lot of the school. And, of course, there's overhead lights in the parking lot. And this enforcer comes up. He says, "May I see your license?" And I said, "Well, was I doing something illegal?" And he said, "You were traveling between the yellow and the white line."
So, wait a minute. So you were traveling between the yellow and the white line. And so this was a two-lane road, one lane each way?
Correct.
Well, okay. I was taught that that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, well, I guess in certain parts of Arkansas, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to travel on the in the ditch or somewhere else. But that was his excuse for pulling me over. So then he asked me, he said, "Do you have, or can I see your driver's license?" And I said, "Well, I'm a Mennonite. I don't have a Social Security number. And there's a new federal law, Title 42-666-13. That forbids me to have a driver's license, marriage license, occupation license, work license." And I said, "So by federal law, I'm not allowed to have a driver's license or ID. And he was kind of nervous. And at first I thought he was, you know, new on the force or whatever. He said, "Well, okay." He says, "Well, I don't have trouble with that." He says, "Do you have insurance?" And I said, "Well, it's somebody else's automobile." But I said, "I saw it the other day, but I got the cab full of plastic, and so it was hard to find. Anyhow, I couldn't even find the insurance." He said, well, what's your name?" And I told him, and I'm going to use a different name just for security reasons, but I said, "Byler Colon." And he said, "Okay." He says, "How do you spell Byler?" And B-Y-L-E-R. "How do you spell Colon?" C-O-L-O-N. And he didn't realize was he was getting a punctuation mark rather than a name. But he asked how to spell it, so I spelled it for him. And, you know, if you have a name like Colon, people think that you were teased when you were young and you know, it has something to do with the backside of a person. And so they get very intimidated because they don't want to offend you. And I changed my name on purpose for that reason, because the computer system in the courthouses, when they type in your name, your address, the judge's name, and the court document number and all of that, when the computer gets to your name, it cannot process a colon mark. So anytime you go to jail or go to court or anything, everything has to be handwritten, and it cannot be entered into the computer, which is kind of nice. And
are you saying that your last name is the two dots, one above the other?
Yeah, and they get intimidated because they're not sure if it's two dots or if they're talking about a colon with one dot. And, So they do get very intimidated by that. And,
do you tell them that?
No, I didn't even tell them it was a punctuation mark. But when I signed the citation, and I enjoyed signing this one, but when I signed the citation, I wrote, you know, "Filer" with a colon mark after it. And he never even looked. And I've been expecting for the last 2 days to get a letter in the mail with the with his portion of the ticket saying disregard, because how do you write out a police report? Okay, you have a name with a colon after it, and then you have his police report saying his name was Byler colon, and there's nothing to put on the police report. Man driving without a license. Well, what's he got? Well, who was driving without a license? Well, this man named Colon. But he really wasn't a Colon. He wasn't really a man. Whatever, you know. And they get so confused they can't fill out the police report. So, anyhow, I've been expecting that. And I don't want to. I love to go to court. And this particular time, and being a private attorney general, that's why I love to go to court, because I love to mess with illegal people. And the first thing that they're probably going to do is mess with me about my name. And so I'll just ask them, well, wait a minute. Have I committed a crime? Why am I here? And they'll ask about my name. They'll ask about my name. Would you identify yourself? No, because of Title 4366, on and on. I can't have an ID. I cannot identify myself because I'm one of those people that have fallen through the cracks. And then they'll probably continue on that name thing. And I'll just say that, you know, I request a jury trial. And you know, they're going to deny a jury trial, and the judge is going to say something, and I'll say, well, Your Honor, you might think that these officers are real stupid, but I think that they're kind of intelligent, and they still have feelings. And they have feelings for the Constitution. They signed an oath when they took office to support this Constitution, and now you're denying my right, my basic right for a trial by jury. And then I'm going to, as a private attorney general, I'm going to say, as a private attorney general bailiff, I expect that you would arrest this man for treason. And we'll see how that goes. You know, there's a lot of things people do in court, and, you know, we just have to try. And the best thing you have is intimidation and not deception, but...
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, and when we come back, let's talk about your demand to arrest the man in the black robe for treason. Silent Night's with us. His book, The Underground Railroad, returns to disappear.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor standing drill press that I have. For $100, you can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Silent Night's with us, and Silent Night, you were mentioning that you were thinking about asking the men with fire, well, with guns in the courtroom to arrest the man in the black robe for treason. Please continue.
Okay, let me back up a little bit. The last two trials I had, of course, the judge always waits until the courtroom's empty before he has my trials because he doesn't want anybody to learn anything. But there was eight officers who had been there all day long for their particular witnessing, you know, of different cases. But they stayed, and they kept on staying. And so when my two trials came up, they were all standing there in the jury box or sitting in the jury box listening. And so the judge says, well, Myra, are you ready for your next two trials? And I said, when I see a constitutional court and a jury in the jury box, I will be ready. And he said, this is a constitutional court, and you will not get a jury. And I said, well, I stand on my rights for a jury trial, and I will not participate in this court. I went back, sat down by my wife, and they had two illegal trials. The elements of a trial is a prosecutor or plaintiff, and then you've got an arbitrator, which is the judge. You have a defendant, and then you have a jury. A witness is not necessary for a trial, but all they had was two prosecutors, no arbitrator, and one witness. And so they went about these trials. They finished up the trial by sentencing me to unlimited amount of time in jail, which was illegal. And then they reprimanded me to the state police to take me to jail. And, of course, all this time, you know, I have to try not to smile, you know, because this is exciting to me. And so they didn't have anybody there that could transport me, so they had to wait for somebody to transport me. And one of the police officers came over, and she was crying, and she pointed to the other police officers, and she said, "Lila, this is not what we stand for. What went on today was illegal. You fight it, and you win." Which, when I did go to appeal it, I had to smuggle my appellate documents out of the jail through one of the jailers because they wouldn't allow me to use the law library. And of course, I couldn't go down to the courthouse to file it. And when they finally kicked me out of jail, I went down there to find out, you know, whether the documents were filed. And the clerk of court, I will call him a hypocrite, he said, "I'm not going to file it." And I said, "Why not?" And he said, "Because you have to pay me $165. And I said, "No, I don't. I said, I have a right to an appeal. I'm not asking for the business of an appeal. I have a right." And he said, "I'm not going to do it because there was no trial." And so they put me in jail for an unlimited amount of time. They did not give me a trial. They would not let me appeal my case. They would not let me use the law library. And I did get to use the law library about an hour and a half in 40 days. But that was it. But anyhow, what went on at those two trials was there was 8 police officers that switched to be constitutional. Every one of them thought that what went on that day in that courtroom was illegal. And so as a private attorney general, that's a major victory. And then about a year later, I was in a grocery store 2 hours away from there, and I saw one of the deputies, and I headed toward him, and he come toward me. We shook hands, talked for a little bit. He said, "Filer," he said, "you just don't know what effect you had on the sheriff's department." And he didn't extrapolate, you know. I mean, he did say earlier that they really had an exciting time looking at the videos inside the jail. And they just, I guess I was their best entertainment they'd had in years.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Silent Night, and let's talk a little bit more about the videos that they're watching of you in the jail. And they kicked you out after 40 days. So unlimited time, and you spent 40 days, and they kicked you out. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Silent Night's with us, and he's been telling us about his experience and the... And the deputies were watching the video, or the videos, of Silent Night in jail. Put there because he was traveling without a state-issued permit. So 40 days in jail. Please continue.
Okay. Two of the notable things that they were watching. One is, jail like that, once a week, they have to haul somebody off to the hospital because they got beat up, or there was fights probably two times a day. And in our pod, there was only one fight in all the times that I was in jail, which was 71 days. And there's these disruptions, you know, guys would get angry with each other, and I'd go in there, and I'd say, now, boys, this guy's not your enemy. Your enemy's on the outside. And so there was peace in the jail. And then occasionally they would see me and another man get down on our knees, and I would lead a man to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then at one particular time when I was allowed to use the law library, any time I went out of the pod, I was shackled on my ankles with an 8-inch chain that had a chain going up to a leather belt around my waist with about a 10-inch chain to a pair of handcuffs. And all the murderers and the rapists and stuff, they were allowed to go pick up trash on the highway with no handcuffs or anything. But when I went out of that pod, I was chained. Just like if they were taking me to a prison camp. And so they let me use the law library 1.5 hours in 40 days. And so I was transported to the law library, which was about 70 feet down the hall. And I get in there, and the books that I needed were on the top shelf. So I pushed the chair over, and they're watching this on video. I pushed the chair over. Well, you can't step up on the chair because your chain's only 8 inches long. So you have to get up on your knees, and then you have to do like an acrobat and do a handstand on the back of the chair to get your feet on the seat. Well, then I got on the chair, and I could reach the book with the finger on the bottom of the binding, and I pull it out and catch it. And I wasn't going to repeat that process 3 times to get the 3 different books I needed. So I just pitched the book onto the table. Well, these law books are very expensive, and that's kind of sacrilege to do that. But I enjoyed doing it. And so I threw 3 books on the table, and getting down was a lot easier because I could jump. And then I went through the law books for that 1.5 hours, and I took notes, and I put markers in the pages, which pages I needed copied, so forth. And then they were supposed to come in, take the book, copy the pages, give me 3 copies each, and send them back to the pod. Well, the books disappeared, actually. They weren't even in the law library after that. And so I never got the copies, and I had to do my appeal by memory. But the deputy that I talked to, he said we were just fascinated. Any time of the day or night, we could go to those videos, that D pod, and watch the 3 videos involved. And it was exciting to see what was going on. And, you know, we had fun in our pod. I mean, we played recipe with the food, and there was so much that, you know, and the other guys enjoyed it, and they treated me like a king. I mean, if jail was supposed to be punishment, they missed the mark there.
So they threw you out. Why? Because you weren't paying your way?
Yeah. About 25 years earlier, when I had moved to Arkansas, I tried to be a chaplain at the jail, a volunteer chaplain. And you had to have a social security number and a driver's license, so they wouldn't let me. So then when I got arrested, that gave me standing to be a volunteer chaplain at the jail. And I'm going to back up a tiny bit. There was 2 guys who had decided to follow Jesus about 3 weeks, I believe, before I got in there. And, you know, they were having a struggle with the scripture, and they prayed and they said, Lord, send us a blankety-blank Bible thumper. And you got to realize these guys are in the rough, really in the rough. But it's funny how God answers their prayer. And, of course, I didn't have any control over how God answered their prayer, because 3 days later I walked in with my mattress and my toiletries. And Crazy Charlie was up on the top deck, and he saw me, and he come running down and give me a hug and drop my stuff on the floor and introduce me to everybody. And the other guy was a shot caller, and the shot caller's the meanest guy in the pod. He controls how much whiskey everybody gets or drugs that the deputies smuggle in and so forth. And you don't normally mess with the shock collar. And he grabs that guy by the shoulder and he said, God answered our prayer. Here's our blanky blank Bible thumper. And so the shock collar stands up and he gives me a hug and he says to everybody, this is a man of God, leave him alone. So I was treated like a king in there. I mean, I enjoyed myself. It's the best vacation I ever had. And at the time I had cancer, so it was real nice to not have to be out in the sun. I was in an air-conditioned building. I got three catered meals every day and 8 to 12 hours of Bible study every day. And so it was wonderful for me. But anyhow, back to the Social Security number and driver's license. If you go to jail, you don't get to stay there for free. $15 a day comes off your Social Security account to pay the rent. And $35 a day comes out of your Social Security account to pay on the fine. Well, without a Social Security account, they don't make any money in the jail taking care of you, and they don't have any money to pay your fine. So at the end of 71 days, which there was 31 days the first time and then 40 days the second time, at the end of the 71 days, they owed $6,800 that they had to pay, and they didn't make a dime from me staying there. And so the sheriff was talking to the jail administrator, and, well, if he's not paying his way, kick him out. We can't afford to keep him. So I couldn't be a minister at the jail because I didn't have a Social Security number and driver's license, and I got kicked out of jail because I didn't have a Social Security number and driver's license.
Let me ask you this. Is it worth it? Is it worth the fight that you're in by not having a state-authorized issued permit?
Well, for me it is. Mm-hmm. Because I'm free. You know, I coined the phrase, you know, without a Social Security number, you're a free man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have no freedom. Mm-hmm. So you have to take your freedom. And, you know, like Greg said last night, you can't rent a motel, you can't rent a construction equipment, you can't rent a car. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can't do. You can't fly on an airplane, you can't come back into the country, you know. So you don't have a lot of what other people consider freedoms, even though it's just privileges. But for me, you know, when I get in my automobile, I'm not afraid to get pulled over. I do practice the art of avoidance. You know, if I'm at a four-way stop and there's a enforcer for the corporations, if he's sitting on one of the other lanes, I allow him to go first because I just do not have him behind me. But so I practice the art of avoidance. But other than that, when I travel or when I'm around and about, it's like I'm in a bubble and everybody else is in chains. And I feel so good being in the bubble. And I don't condemn other people that do have a Social Security number, but it's like I'm free. And when I go to jail, I'm still in that bubble because I'm still free, even though I'm locked up. And I just make the best of it. You know, they can take my freedom from their angle, but they can't take the joy of the Lord that I have. And so they're just dumbfounded because this guy is not being punished. He's not paying his way. Nothing seems to bother him. And he makes a fool of the judges and lawyers in the court. And so I enjoy it. I mean, and of course, I'd never go back, you know, because I had a selective service number when I was probably 19. But I would never go back to a number. I don't have a library card. Of course, I can't. I don't have any numbers associated with my name.
Silent Night, if you were in the military, would you advise young people to enlist?
Actually, no. If if they are even thinking of enlisting, I would recommend that they study Nazism, you know, at least a year beforehand, and then say, would I become one of those SS guards, or would I become a Gestapo? Because when you go into the military this day and age, you are fighting for the Fourth Reich of the Nazi Party. And American military is part of the Fourth Reich. Fire departments are part of the Fourth Reich. EMTs, hospitals, teachers, they're all part of the Fourth Reich. And colleges, universities, they're the same. And, you know, it takes a lot of study to find all this stuff out. But America is not America. America is Nazism.
Silent Night, I've been receiving emails during this broadcast how to get your book. Your book is called The Underground Railroad Returns to Disappear by The Silent Night, S-Y-L-E-N-T-K-N-I-G-H-T. If you'd like a copy of the book, I will send it to you. I have them in my possession. They're autographed. And just send me an email, vincent@usapreparers.com, vincent@usapreparers.com, and put in the subject line, Silent Night Book. I'll read it and tell you how to get it.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPreparers.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle.
and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are today's hot?
Take my. When you go, please go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Silent Night's with us, and we've been talking about being arrested and spending time in jail, what it's really like. And as I was mentioning, if you'd like a copy of The Underground Railroad Returns to Disappeared, autographed copies. I have them here with me in the studio. If you'd like one, they're $15, postage paid. You cannot buy this book on Amazon. You cannot buy it on eBay. You will not find it in the library. There's no ISBN number. We have them, and we can ship them to you. You cannot get in touch with The Silent Night. So if you'd like a copy of the book or multiple copies, just send $15 to us. And I'll give you our address. It's P.O. Box 99, P.O. Box 99, Grove Spring, one word, G-R-O-V-E, Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, Mo, Missouri, P.O. Box 99, Grove Spring, Missouri, M-O, 65662. And enclose your payment for $15, and I will send you a copy of the Silent Night book, The Underground Railroad Returns to Disappear. Silent Night, please share with us what, we only have a couple of minutes, but please share with us what this book is about and why it's so important to those who want to avoid having family members kidnapped by the plague.
Okay, one of the biggest businesses in America is child trafficking, and it's not just in America, it's in every country, even in the African countries, but it's the biggest in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. And if they can take a child, they get paid a lot of money. And this has nothing to do with child protection or doing something to help the child in their negative situation. It is all about money and child trafficking. And they will take them, run them through the medical system. They get paid a lot of money all the way around. If they adopt out a white child, they get $85,000. Last year, there were 314,000 children kidnapped in the United States by the CPS or Child Protective Services of different names and so forth. What the book does is give you several instances of real life happening of what, how people were kidnapped and how they were saved and how they didn't get kidnapped. And then toward the end of the book, it gives you an idea of how to set up your own line. And it doesn't take very much work. And you can get five or six friends to send them the book. They, you know, what do you think about this? Is this something that we can do? And if each one of them has five or six friends, the Underground Railroad gets huge in a quick hurry. And if you think your children are immune from being kidnapped, that's a pretty big fallacy, because 1 in 70 children are kidnapped in the United States.
By the system.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're not being talked. We're not talking about children being kidnapped by people that we would think would be bad. We're talking about children being kidnapped by people who we formerly believed to be good.
Correct.
Right? Uniformed people, people who have government jobs, people whose business it is to rescue children from the safety of their homes and put them in harm's way, and Child Protective Services and ilk like that, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we've gotten a number of panic calls here at the farm from people who have been visited by Child Protective Services. And it's pretty frightening. They show up with the police, and don't let these people on your property. Don't let them. Silent Night, thanks so much for being with us. And if you'd like a copy of the book, it's $15. Just send a check or money order to, or cash, wrapped up in foil, to USA Prepares, P.O. Box 99, Grove Spring, Missouri, 65662. Or just send me an email and just put in the subject line, Silent Night. And put it in capital letters, please. We get over 500 emails a day, and we'd like yours to stand out. Silent Night, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Tim.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
All loans subject to one Dex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.